editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Josh Schlober of ES Chat. Josh, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Oh, thanks, Donnie. As always, good talking with you, too.
So, IWC is coming up, and I'm looking forward to maybe getting to see you in person it's been a while. Tell us, what's new, and what are you guys going to be showing at the show?
Well, same here. We're looking forward to getting out and seeing everybody at the show, and looking forward to seeing you in person as well. It's been a long time coming. We have a number of new advancements that we'll be showing in our booth, a number of new products and integrations. As you know, obviously, as a push-to-talk company, we've been focused on secure communications for since we launched in 2008. But a huge piece of what we've been focusing on for the past 6 years has really been interoperability. And, you know, within our platform, we do support standards-based interoperability as well as native interoperability. So interoperability between ES Chat agencies or businesses. Last year, we had announced the ability to connect standards-based consoles from Zetron, both the ACOM and the MAX product lines, to ES Chat from our cloud-hosted environment. This year, we've gone a bit further. We have SDK interoperability with two new console vendors. So the SDK interoperability is a bit different than the standards-based interoperability, and that these vendors integrated our SDKs into their product lines, and they really get many more features over the standards-based interoperability, including end-to-end encryption and location and a whole bunch of other good things. So our demonstrations will include in partnership with Mindshare, who integrated our SDK into both their Max Plus and Essentials dispatch product lines. We'll have that going in our booth. And also with InterTalk Systems, they've integrated the SDK into their DCS and also InterTalk Cloud Dispatch product. And what's big about the InterTalk is that we will be able to offer dispatch as a service to our customers. And this sort of fills out our line of interoperable consoles. So, you know, Zetron, we will continue to support from the cloud using the AIS protocol, and now the two new options. Mindshare, both options with Mindshare are still hardware-based solutions. And then InterTalk has the cloud-based solution. So the new interoperability consoles, that's a huge piece for us that we've been wanting to bring to market for a long time.
Okay. And is this the first time you guys have done a cloud-based solution like this?
For dispatch, yes. We've had people ask us for a long time. We do offer a free PC client. It allows users at a desk to communicate with ES Chat mobile users. That's sort of the low end. It doesn't do the things that are typical in a dispatch system. It doesn't allow you to do, you know, multi-call select and patching and local recording. All the dispatch consoles do that, and we didn't want to try to reinvent what they did or become specialists in what they do. So, you know, from our perspective, the best approach was to partner with them. So, you know, now we have just a more complete line of offerings for our customers.
All right. Okay. So you guys are covering an awful lot on the interoperability front. Anything else going on?
Yeah. We've also supported the ability to connect ES Chat cloud systems or on-premise systems to call logging and recorder systems. You know, these are typically the heavy iron products from NICE or Verint or Eventide or Commutel. But we've never had the option to offer that mission critical logging or recording as a service from a cloud environment. And now, in partnership with Commutel, We will be demonstrating in our booth and offering in the fourth quarter a logging as a service option. And again, this not only provides the ability to do call playback, but it also includes the metadata and to show location. So if you have an incident you want to play back, it will show the location of all the participants on the call as the call is ongoing. And of course, if they're mobile, it will show them on the road where they're at. So that's also a new ad for us. So we're looking forward to showing that off at IWCE.
All right. Very cool. Very cool. So outside of the interoperability umbrella, you guys have even more?
Yeah, there's more. That's what happens when we take a year and a half since the last show.
There you go.
There's an exciting new product that was announced recently from Siata called the SD7. It's an IoT radio. There's been a lot of IoT radios, come out over the last couple of years that are targeted at the broadband push-to-talk market, but nothing that's really met the requirements to operate on the U.S. carriers. And Siata's SD7 IoT radio is built with a Qualcomm chipset, which is different, and therefore it's positioned for U.S. operation and PTCRB certification so that it can properly operate on the U.S. carriers. And we've integrated ESChat into the SD7, and we'll have that in our booth. So you can see how that works, and it's a really neat device, and I think it has a bright future, and we're excited to be working with Siata on that.
Now, one of the things, and when I spoke with Siata about the new device, it was interesting, and you noted that it's an IoT device, and they talked about the fact that this should allow you to do push to talk. While being on an IoT plan as opposed to a full data rate plan that you would get with a regular phone and things like that. I guess, what impact do you think that's going to have? And also, if I'm on this IoT plan, is that going to limit me in any way in terms of the capabilities I'm going to have while I'm using ESChat Push-to-Talk?
No, there's no limitations. From the push-to-talk perspective, push-to-talk is in today's world, it's a narrowband application. Even broadband push-to-talk is still narrowband compared to the other things that are typically running on a phone, like video. It's actually a perfect fit for an IoT plan. And it's great because you no longer have the minutes applied to your plan. It is just data, and even in the highest bandwidth of our variable rate codecs, we're looking at about 40 kilobits per second with overhead. You can do the math on your operational model and kind of determine what kind of data you're going to use. But typically, push-to-talk users are, well under a gigabyte.
Right. So basically, I'm still going to get similar audio quality, and I'm still going to be able to enjoy encryption and that sort of thing.
100%. Absolutely. All the features are the same. You just won't be able to make a phone call, and that device doesn't support phone calls, so it's perfect.
All right. Very cool. Well, it's exciting. I'm very anxious to see how that's received in the marketplace on many levels, all the way from, public safety to critical communications and, frankly, some of the non-critical enterprise things. It seems like they've got a lot of opportunity there with that.
Yeah, I agree. And, I think in all sorts of markets for business and government, I think it will be successful. But definitely stop by the booth and check out the SD7 and how it integrates with the Mindshare and InterTalk consoles, and also the playback on the Commutel system.
Absolutely. Well, Josh, it's great to hear your voice, but it'll be even better to see you in person. Look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
You too, Donnie. Take care.
Thanks.